Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and very sexy people. Oh, what a beautiful, amazing, open energy morning this is. OMG, we have had such a ride from the webinar last night, The Dark Side, where masses of information came in to move us into our empowerment. Man, if there's any part of you that isn't on board with joy and love and feeling awesome about yourself, that's the dark side. Anytime we've left the God of us, that's the dark side. And stuff came in for 2 hours, different levels of energy, past life and future life, and all these different places that are holding trauma patterns that we got to release last night. It was, for me, a really big, huge aha show. Again, it's not posted yet. It will be posted on IMD Wallace. And I want to invite you all to sign up for my web. No, not my website. Don't sign up. Well, go to my website and sign up for my e-blast, my email that I send out. It's got all the latest statements in it and everything, and some amazing, poignant and fun links on it. And, of course, you know I always write an article about what's up in the latest in the field. I want to remind you that really quickly we're rolling out the new Shift program. I'll be telling you a lot about it the last week of November, which is the 26th and the 29th. It will roll out December 3rd and run from February 5th through December 1st. It's almost a whole year of support from myself and my healing partner, Jared. You get privates with me and Jared, calls, free calls, hour calls, where we talk about what's up and where you're challenged, 24-hour social networking where we're open to your questions and we can answer you, plus bunches of free stuff. And it's strictly limited to 100 people because we we made it longer, right? Because we've really been our nose to the grindstone here for the last Shift program. It's been really intense, fun, incredible. We've all shifted so amazingly, but a little intense for everybody. So that's why we're putting it over an extended period so that we can, you know, really support you, because if you have constant support, then you really get it and you ingrain it, okay? I also want to say this show, thanks to my beautiful assistant or engineer or friend or cohort, I don't know, he's everything to me, is up on iTunes. So you can take the show with you and take me with you. You can take me with you.
I'll take all the above, Dee.
What? You're all
of
the above.
I'll take all the above.
Okay, baby. You can take me and Stephen with you anywhere you want to go. So let me just go over really quickly some of the highlights about this amazing webinar. Basically, a lot of the dark side comes because monsters are fun. You know, running away from fear is fun. Conquering fear has always been fun. And, you know, that's great if you go to the movies, not so great if you're trying to live your life, right? And then we talked about the fact that, well, basically, when you put a lot of belief systems together, we're the monsters we're running away from. So if we have to become God-fearing to conquer, right, our fears, then we have to fear God. And if we're God, we have to fear ourselves. And then we're separated from ourselves, and you kind of get it. So that way we don't all come on board with everything we want to do. I'm looking at my notes here to see. Yeah, it keeps us in the cycle of fighting the good fight, but we don't want to fight anymore, do we, guys? We want to create. We just want to create happily. I put out this information on Monday's show. It's one of the pieces of Monday's show I want to repeat here. The information that from now until around December 12th, time is going to be in overdrive. Anxiety is probably going to be in overdrive. If you're aware of that, then you will be able to handle it more. And the good news is because everything is accelerating so that we can really have our energy in place and love ourselves as the gods we are when December 12th comes, because the 12th through the 21st is the solidifying of the beginning of the next Age of Enlightenment. Wow, doesn't that feel good to say that? I'm ready. I'm ready to just live in enlightenment. So let's claim that right now. We claim the symbol and I am divine love around that. And the new statement, guys, really, really, really powerful if you can just live in it. I'm going to read it really quickly here. I am committed to one happy, prosperous, healthy whole, and that makes me happy. And it's easy, simple, quiet, and complete. Now and consistently. And so it is. So we are being asked to be a benevolent God to ourselves. And benevolent is desiring to do good for ourselves, to be benevolent rather than profit from being good to ourselves. And that's what a lot of the anxiety is about right now, is we've not been able to give to ourselves because we've been the monster we've been running from. And this next age of enlightenment is about literally changing the DNA of that to give ourselves the gift of knowing we are God the Creator. So the more you can live there, and of course you have to love yourself if you choose to do that. Love yourself. It's always the biggest thing. It's the cornerstone of everything, as you know, in my belief system and through the channel. And on the e-blast, I put a link to this new movie called The Cure, which I've seen the entire thing of. It's very good, especially if you want enlightenment around physical healing. But, of course, physical healing addresses everything. Creation is creation. I liked it. And one of the reasons also that I like it is because it will show you how accurate we are in this work. We've been saying the things that they're coming out with now for, 7 to 10 years. So I want you to realize that you have created a community on the cutting edge that is getting the information before, years before it's released, really, or part of the public knowing. You're part of what's responsible for allowing the 100th monkey to be reached so that it disseminates out into the world. Basically, what I want you to know is whenever you are not your own creator, you are still fighting the quote-unquote devil, the part of you that doesn't know, the part of you that doesn't know that you are the creator that you are. All righty-dighty. Okay, I want to read you a little something. I'm reading from Ramtha, the white book, and then we'll go to the calls. How do you become more joyful? By knowing that every moment of your life gives you the freedom and opportunity to express joy, if that is your desire. And by knowing there is nothing that is ever worth separating yourself from happiness and joy and God. Nothing. And by loving yourself completely through and through, for you love God when you do. There is no greater love in life than the love of self. I just get chills every flippin' time I read that. Again, I was reading from Ramtha, the White Book by J.Z. Knight, which is one of my Bibles. All righty, I think we're going to the calls. If you want to talk to me, press star 2, I think. Stephen will come on if I'm wrong. Okay, we're going to Caroline in Ontario.
Oh, hello. Holy smokes.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Real fast, you press the number 1 to put your hand up.
Okay, press the number 1, like I said. Oh, my right-hand buddy there. Well, on the other show, it's star 2, I think. I don't know. Anyway, last night it was star 2. Okay, Caroline, what can we do for you today?
You know what? I'm working on many different things, and I don't know if I'm getting in the way of it, but I'm being guided to do paintings that are spiritually based, intuitive paintings.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking for a part-time job, and it's not coming. And I am going to go in that direction. I don't know if I'm blocking myself.
Okay. Well, basically, guys, if we're not getting what we want or seeing the energy open up around what we want, there's some resistance within us that's keeping the flow away. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So it's interesting to me that you put, I'm guided to do spiritual paintings and I can't find a job together.
I need supplies.
Okay. But you're combining something that's joyful with something that's stressful. And that's not going to create it for you, baby Case.
Well,
do you understand?
Yes, I do know. I'm looking forward to finding a job.
That's a true statement. And
I
when
really
I
can.
Say, do you want a job, I get a no. So let's just ask discernment around everything you need to know about creating money in a joyful way to sustain everything you want to do. Those are the highest words. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets, book. Give me a song.
Oh, my gosh. All I can think of is a little too late.
Okay. How old are you, Caroline?
I'm going to be 59.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. There's the primary belief that's running you that you're not aware of. I'm 59. I can't start a new thing now. I'm almost 60 years old. They're not going to hire me. All the BS that we're handed in this society.
Yes.
Okay. So now that you're conscious of it, you know in your conscious mind there's no time, there's no space, there's no age, there's nothing. And we get old, guys, when we decide it's time to get old. Now, if you're not conscious of that, then you will accept what society says, that as soon as you turn 50, you're on the way down. Your energy gets depleted. People don't hire you. You're not as attractive, you know, blah, blah, blah. I remember last summer we were going on vacation, and I went to buy a bathing suit. And I said to the lady, well, I think I need a one piece. I think my days of bikini wearing are over. And she said, well, if you think so. And I went, well, now, don't I just need a sales clerk to throw my own work back in my face, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to joyfully know that you're going to create this because you've committed to creating it, that you have the energy, you have the youth, you have the passion, and you have the desire. And so it is. When I ask if there's anything else, I get a no. That's the biggest thing. Now that I bring it into your consciousness, can you realize that you've had those thoughts about age?
And you know what? I did have them, and I just mentioned them to somebody, I think on Tuesday.
Good. Well, that's a good affirmation for me and you.
Yeah, I did. I mentioned it to somebody when
I
was
so what do I want? I want to know that I create everything I want right now in this moment. Don't even bring age into it, because when you bring age into it, you bring in I'm young enough and I'm old enough at the same time. So just claim what you want, which is, you know, more than enough money to flow through doing something joyful so that you can do everything joyful that you want to do. That's what you want, right?
Yes.
Okay, so somebody could leave you money, you could win money, you could find a job, and the job is just waiting for you, Caroline. But you have stopped yourself by saying, well, you know, I'm too old. They're not going to hire me.
Okay.
All right? I
so
guess that's the highest thing, baby. And, you know, back to last night, you see, that would be part of your dark side.
Oh.
And why it's the dark side, don't go to the devil and all that stuff.
No.
But why it's the dark side is that you are not living in the power of the God light that you are, knowing that you're the creator. And whenever you move away from that, we move out of the light into the darkness because we don't use our light to create. Okay?
Wow, okay.
Okay, so we're claiming the new statement around all of this. Yes, go ahead.
So do you see me getting the job then?
It doesn't matter what I see, Caroline, and it doesn't matter what anybody else sees. It only matters what you see.
Okay.
I mean that. I want everybody to hear that. I mean, I know it's fun to get readings and all that stuff, and I can tell you that there's some very good readers that go in and extrapolate like I do, parts of your energy, and they're picking up pieces, and I'm telling you, do not ever live your life by the limitations that anybody may give you, because at any moment, it only matters what you believe. And what you believe, you will create. So you get up every morning and go, I am committed to believing that I create fabulous money coming into me, doing something that I love to do, so I joyfully, get to pay for all these supplies and support my painting.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Now, I have one more question, and since I do have you, I do not understand the creation formula.
Okay.
I've listened to Jared on other talk shows, and he's got it somewhere in his special. And then I go to your website, and I see that you have the creation formula for 2 months. Now, it's symbols, and I can't wrap my brain around it.
You're not supposed to.
I don't understand it then. I really don't.
Well, Caroline, do you understand prayer?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hold on. I'm making a real important point here. Do you understand prayer? Do you understand miracles? Do you understand synchronicities that just fall in and happen to all of us? You see, the greatest things in this world are things that you cannot understand, but you commit to and have faith in. Now, I will tell you in a nutshell what the creation formula is. If you start at the bottom and go to the top, it is literally the process of energy that has to be brought into balance in order to get to your God self. That's what it is. All you have to do is know that when you scan it and you hold it in your consciousness and your intention is to be balanced in everything that's on that page, that you are directing your energy to do it. Just like prayer. Except prayer is so loaded, and prayer usually suggests that you have to give your power away to somebody else.
Yes.
Okay? The creation formula is accessing your own God self through intention.
Okay, now what about the symbols? Because Jared has sent out symbols that he has seen, and are those symbols for everybody?
Yes, they are, unless he tells you that they're specifically your symbol. So let me, these are good questions, Carolyn, and I don't feel like we're spending too much time here with you because these are really important.
Well, this
so
is important
hold on.
For me.
I want to answer your question. What we're having, guys, what we are being given are three distinct languages. Words, I am divine love. Frequencies, the formula. Symbols, the me symbol, which represents all of the formula. Soon we will understand, it's just like, well, the channel is saying it's just like German, French, and English. It's three different languages, but we have to start learning how to understand and interconnect with all of them, because soon we will be dealing with having to understand and speak on those three different levels. And this is the introduction to it. That's my highest understanding of it right now. My job, you know, when that formula came in, that was over like 8 years ago, I think, 5 years ago, something like that. And we weren't given permission to bring it out until right now. But you see, you're so focused on, I don't get it, that you can't allow it to work for you.
Ah.
Okay? Now you
okay.
got that.
Well, plus the finances. Now I'm going to work harder on the finances because I want it.
Well, but, you know, the channel wants you to play with it. Don't work so hard. You push it away when you work hard because there's angst and there's desperation
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, you're right.
So if you can go, whoa, I'm going to go out and I'm going to create some joyful, sexy money today, right?
Okay.
That's a whole different thing. I got to get money. I got to get money.
Well, I'm starting to do that with my paintings. So
well, good. And I do have to move on, sweetheart.
Okay.
But
you thank
brought
you very
up
much.
Some amazing things, Caroline, and I thank you for that. And we're claiming the new statement around all of it, and so it is, baby. Go get them.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Blessings.
Yeah, thank you. You too, sweetheart. I'm going to Margaret in Chattanooga. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. We worked on your last show on this personal injury case, declaring that it's going to be settled fairly
yes,
and
ma'am.
Free, et cetera. Things have gotten worse instead of better. It seems now that the physical tests, EEG, MRI, CAT scan, do not show trauma. So we're trying to get the MRI disc. I will get it and have a different radiologist look at it. My doctor who diagnosed me with a concussion, subsequently diagnosed post-concussion syndrome, now says that the only thing he can say is that the anxiety from the accident might have caused some memory loss. He will not say that I have injury from the accident.
Okay. So, Margaret, hold on, because they've already told me where we're going.
Okay.
Where we're going is, why is it getting worse instead of better? That's all we have to know.
Okay.
Is why? Okay. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets. But give me a song, please.
Over the rainbow.
Okay. It's getting worse instead of better because you are not claiming that it's done right now. You're putting it in the future. In the future, when I get the test, when the doctor says this, you know, you've got to say right now, And I think we went over this.
And we did, and I thought I had said that, and I thought we had done that, but I must have missed something.
Well, let's find out what you're missing, because this is for everybody, obviously. This is one of the places that we really fall out of the creation process, they're saying.
Hold on.
I don't want to go on yet. I don't want to go on. Let's find where we're falling out. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine, the sheets. Okay, we're going to the play South Pacific. And we're literally going to the words, it doesn't make any sense. So again, guys, you are not going to create what you want if you keep looking at this three-dimensional world and saying it doesn't make any sense. If you keep looking at, quote-unquote, the proof that you have on this plane, then it's very hard to stay out in the field and keep creating what you want. So, Margaret, I'm walking this walk with you about some other things in my life, and I want you to know that.
Okay.
Okay? We are being challenged now. How much can you stay in the moment? How passionately can you stay in the moment and keep creating that it's done now? This is done now. I'm turning it over to the universe. My clear direction is that this is completed successfully for myself and everyone. So that's my clear direction, my commitment, and now I let it go and I let the universe work it out. You're so, they're saying you're so involved in the minutia that it's being very difficult for you to pull back.
Okay.
And we want the highest answer, both of us. Yes. We're asking the right questions. Yes. Is there anything higher? No. It's just, it's hell for us right now, guys. Do you understand? I know that. It's hell for us to be looking at something that seems to have so much proof on this plane and go, I don't frickin' care. I am creating on another plane and demanding that it be shown to me in this three-dimensional world. Hold on, they're saying no. I'm creating on another plane, and when I create on that plane, it is automatically delivered to me on this three-dimensional world. So the more we can live literally in our channel and in our conscious creation, the more is delivered to us according to our wants and needs. Okay? They're not giving me anything else, Margaret. And I was working on something for myself this morning, and I got the same answer. It's just do what you know and do it consistently.
Hey, may I ask something else?
Yes, quickly.
Quickly, okay. How do on this plane, it's her fault because I stopped and she ran into me. But I know I create my own reality. So how can I blame her for doing this when I created it?
Well, you know, I don't think if we can step back and not blame anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and know that, well, okay. Basically, they're saying all your life, this is a trauma pattern. All your life, you've held the belief, I'm going to get hit from behind. I'm going to get blindsided. Somehow the world is going to get me. I don't see it coming, and it's going to get me. And it around 3 years old with your mom, that's all you have to know. But what happens is around 3 years old, and last night on the dark side call, we did masses of amount of work around trauma patterns. So for any past, future, or currently current lives that we're living in, for all parts of ourselves that might not be integrated, we're claiming that we are an integrated whole. And for anything and everything that I can't even remember all the energy we did for last night, we are allowing all trauma patterns. That means when you have a trauma, your energy freezes and you keep repeating the pattern and the expectation of that trauma throughout your life. Most of them happen at 3 years old or are reactivated around 3 years old from other lives. So we are coming together now to direct that all of that energy be released, that we're free of it in our ionospheres and beyond again. It's all released. Anything that comes to us now is free energy to create with. And we create that the whole world rushes forward to take care of us, not to hit us from behind, but to take care of us, love us, honor us. You see, you're not holding those things when you're dealing with this court case, are you?
No.
You're not going, you know, I know it looks like I'm getting hit from behind by all these people, and I am choosing to know my truth and hold to my truth that all energy is here to support me, which, of course, is if you don't know that, that would be a part of your dark side.
Okay.
Okay. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. We're invoking the new statement around all of this. So it is. All right, baby. You know, if you need energy, call me. I'll send some over.
Thanks so much, Dee.
All right, sweetheart. I know it's our great challenge now to keep focused on the positive as we are dealing with challenges and fears on this plane. All right, Miss Shauna from Nevada, you're on.
Shauna?
Hi.
Hi. Yes. Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my. Oh boy, this is right up my alley. There's incredible things happening in my life, and I'm open to them. But there's this little that I'm releasing, but it's still there about finances.
Yeah.
And
when
the trauma
you said I'm open to these fabulous things, it went to no. You're open to all the fabulous things except in money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's find out why. There's a huge belief in place here. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets, I'm going to a core belief right away.
Okay.
And, of course, these are the five sheets that hold about 20 years of work now.
Yeah.
On them. They're available at the Balance Podcast at IMD Wallace. I'm going here.
Okay.
Here. 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 35. Okay, this came up last night again.
Okay.
Anything limiting, and this includes numbers and frequencies, like grades, age, dollars, that creates a separation from our own creativity. So let me try and say that simply. It's anything within you that limits you creating what you want.
Yes.
Now, there's a belief, and we're literally going to the dollar sign and numbers. Okay, there's something literally that when you think of the image of money, like you write out the dollar sign and then the amount, there's a blocked fear. I'm going to your dad. What does your dad have to do with money?
Okay, what happened is, and I think what this goes through, it can be past lives, but in this lifetime, my father passed away when I was very young. He had a lot of whatever property or whatever, and I think my mother, it kind of set her into a panic mode and just being completely overwhelmed. And I don't remember consciously, but I think subconsciously I can look back, and I think that's where it started, is just a fear that things are just going to fall apart, just I'm going to be left on the street, per se, which never happened, and I've always had everything I ever needed. But it's that.
But you've still, and I want everybody to hear this, you see, she said she's always had everything she wanted, but yet she's lived in the fear of not having it.
Right.
I mean, come on, if that's not a dark side.
I know.
Look what we're doing to ourselves, guys.
I know.
I mean, And that's why I said to Margaret, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense to look at what is and go, no, it isn't. I'm creating something much higher on another plane, and it sure as hell doesn't make sense to have the proof that we've been taken care of all our lives and still live in the fear that we're not going to.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're running away from the monster of us. It's a perfect example of that, Shauna. There's something else coming in now. Going back to the sheet, first sheet, second sheet, I'm going to the genetic list. And that's not, it's literally that you're going to die.
Yeah.
So I'm going here, 1 through 5.
It's amazing. I just get frozen. And it's.
Well, that's what a trauma pattern is.
I know. It's absolutely amazing how
so
we're 9
gonna,
years later.
We're going to let go of that. You don't need that anymore. It's way
too
much.
No, absolutely not.
And we're going to genetic divine right destiny, guys. Your divine right destiny is to know your God, ultimately.
Yeah.
I'm going to my notes from last night. Hold on, because there was a genetic. Let me find my note here. Genetic divine right destiny. What's been passed down to us is that I am the God that I must be afraid of. Now, isn't that what we just really said?
Yes.
So you're the God that's holding this trauma pattern in place. So we're telling it bye-bye. We're letting it go. We're opening up the energy in the ionosphere, in past, present, future, any lives we're living at the same time now and on this plane. We're letting it go. We're the God. I am the God. I am the I am presence that I must embrace and trust and know always delivers to me.
I've created these miracles in my life. And I have the power, and I...
Well, then go create it again.
Yes.
You know how to do it. Go create it now. The block is out of your way.
Thank you. Thank
All right,
thank
sweetheart.
You, thank
Be
you.
Powerful, and go do it now.
Absolutely. God bless you. Thank
you
so
too,
much.
You too, sweetheart. Miss Melissa in Houston.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
You bet. Thanks for calling in. I'm fabulous, darling. How are you?
I'm really good, too.
Good.
I wanted to see if you have any insight. I keep getting this feeling that it's time for a change, something new. I don't know. I have this renewed sense of energy, but I don't really know where to direct it. I'm not sure if it's the change in the weather or if it's what it is.
No, it's a change in your personal weather. And, what they want you to know is you're the God that decides where you want to put your energy. So if you don't know what to do with your energy, what you do is you claim clarity around knowing what to do with the energy.
Okay?
So we're claiming clarity right now. We're committed to having a clear idea about what we want to do and what we want to do with our energy. Now, I can tell you some things, Melissa. I bet you want joy, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You want balance?
Yes.
Okay. You want harmony?
Yes.
You want perfect health?
Yes, definitely.
You want wealth?
Yes.
Okay. There was a little hesitancy there, so we're claiming the symbol around whatever needs to be brought on board. Then, because you deserve all the wealth that you want, you know.
Right.
Uh-huh. Balance that, because you can tell in the vibration of her voice. She's saying yes, but we're hearing, yeah, okay. I deserve everything that I want. I deserve it. I'm the creator of it, and so I deserve to give it to myself. And then I'll be able to give more to other people if I'm so inclined.
Right,
remember the first thing
yeah.
the first thing that I read was the highest person you can love is yourself. And that's why you can't get clear about what to do. Because according to what I'm hearing through the channel, there's part of you going, well, you should do this, and you should do this, and you should do this, and you should do this. And the other part of you is going, no, it's time for a change. I'm going to do what I love. I'm going to do what gives me joy. I'm going to do what makes me happy. No, but you're supposed to do this. You're okay. And that's very, that's a metaphor for the dark part of us fighting the light of us. So what do we want? We want all of our light on board. We want all of our light to be directed by us toward what we want. It's time, and that's the change you're feeling. And that's the anxiety that's coming up for all of us, because we have to cross over that level of, I'm God and I am creating me. I am God, and I am the God that loves me so unconditionally that it will give me all the health, all the wealth, the divine right relationships, all the love I will ever need in this world. I'm giving to myself. I am the God, not the monster that I'm running from. I'm the God that's creating me. Do you understand?
I do understand.
Okay. So we're claiming the symbol. Good. You're doing this with me. Everybody, stay conscious. We're claiming the symbol. I am divine love. That's what I'm getting, Melissa. Do you feel like you got your answer? Do you feel like you shift your energy here?
Yeah, I do. I feel like, you know, my energy is definitely shifting. It's just, you know, I guess I need to kind of let go of how I'm going to make it happen and, you know, put it out there and let it happen, I guess.
Well, yes, but you have to understand, you make it happening. You make it happen by committing yourself to the happening. That these are all the things that I want in my life. And now I am absolutely clear, and it is my direction, that I be clear about things that I can do that will create this for me. So I'm open to anything that matches these qualities that I want in my life. And now, universe, I'm totally open. I'm totally open to allowing you to deliver anything to me while I claim clarity around everything that I want. Okay?
I understand now. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, honey, for calling in.
Sure.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry I cut you off, Melissa. I'm so sorry. We're going to Athena. Hi, baby.
Hi,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan.
Oh, I'm so honored to have you join us. How beautiful. How is it over there today?
Well, you know, this is why I'm calling, because in the past couple of days, kind of some trouble's been breaking out. The government has raised the prices of, like, propane and fuel and a bunch of other things. And so the people have hit the streets in protest in every village and city, and they're not really behaving like I wish. You know, they're burning court buildings and the police stations and things like this. And
okay,
so,
and this is, Athena, this is a real representation of what the dark side of ourselves can do when we don't know that we are the creators of ourselves. This is what's being represented by this. And so we become like dogs that are cornered, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what does a dog do when they're cornered? Because they're in so much fear, they fight back. They attack.
Yeah.
And we go into our fear because we think we have no control and power. And so it becomes kind of a vicious cycle, a circle that just keeps folding back in on itself. So what do we want then? We are claiming on behalf of your beloved Jordan and
I'm waiting for the words. All Earth and the atmosphere, that it lives in peace because it takes responsibility for the creation of itself. That all energy communicates. Well, they're giving me the words with each other, which I don't really understand, but I do as the channel's told. So all energy communicates with each other the love and the blessing of self-creation. And so it is. Wow, pretty words. So, guys...
That just means the people, that, you know, the energy going out. So if you're throwing out love energy, you're going to get love energy back. But if you're throwing out this fighting back energy, that's what you're going to get, the fighting back energy.
Absolutely. And the big gift that you're bringing in, Athena, for everybody to hear, is it starts with every individual in Jordan. And that means it starts with every individual here and everywhere. That the more we move in to the power of the gods that we are and knowing that there's nothing to fear, the more peace we live in. That's the highest, most correct, most complete reason for your call. So the more then, and I want everybody to listen to this, this is very extremely important. The more you look away, and I'm not saying deny it or pretend it's not happening. I'm saying look away from what you do not want. Go out into your channel in the field. Create the peace and the love and the knowingness of conscious creation that you know is the truth, and bring it back to this plane. Because the more we do that with each individual challenge, the more the world will do that on a global challenge. So we're claiming, I am committed to one happy, prosperous, healthy whole. And that makes me happy. And it's easy, simple, quiet, and complete now and consistently. And so it is.
And, you know, this is what I'm doing because, you know, the action is literally a minute from my house. You know, I'm living in a village where my family is known for not taking crap, I guess you could say. And like 20 years ago, they tried to raise the bread prices, and it was like my family that led the revolution to say no, and they won. So here I am, I'm a very peaceful person, and I believe in, you know, talking things out, not fighting them out. But I've got, you know, I'm living in the Middle East, you know, where it's an eye for an eye type of thing. And so it's kind of hard because, you know, I have to remember I'm in their land and they have ways of doing things. So I wished that they weren't going out and burning the buildings, because to me, you're burning, you know, this building is for you.
Okay, Athena.
Yeah.
The channel is screaming at me to stop you. Because this is one place that you're falling out and where we're all falling out.
Okay.
We're going to the statement, they have a certain way of doing things.
Okay.
Okay. So that is a reality. That seems to be a truth on our plane.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It is true that we have to accept and allow them to be whomever they are. We cannot create for them. And what world do you want? You want a world where all people come together, communicate in divine love to settle whatever differences or problems or challenges might be arising. That's the world we want. That's what we need to keep focused on.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes. So as long as I keep the focus, I stay in my house, and I you know, I've got all my crystals laid out and my peace, and I'm telling my kids, you know, let's just keep the love flowing, then we are doing a good thing by just setting
that out.
You're
doing the best thing. You're doing absolutely the best thing to bring this back into balance. And the channel keeps saying to me, they want you to know you're there to hold the balance, Athena.
Okay.
You know? Hold on. Now something else is coming in. Sheets. But give me a song. Athena, give me a song.
Imagine.
Imagine. Okay. Well, there you go. That's exactly, in song form, what we just said. Don't look at what's happening as the reality. Live in the imagination of what can be.
Okay.
And create that. And so it is. So we're claiming the new statement around all of this. Everything's been brought into wholeness, balance. Yes. Thank you so much for your call, darling. And I wish you well and peace and blessings and safety and security. Okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, darling.
Bye now.
Okay, we're going to, Jessica in L.A., we're going to make it fast. What's up, dude?
Hi. Wow, I'm so excited to finally be catching your show live and be calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I usually listen to it later on in the day or whatever. I just feel like I should be calling in and talking to you about, I'm not sure what, I feel like I'm doing a really good job going forward and clearing things and becoming myself and keeping my vision. And I don't know, like maybe I'm giving too much energy away sometimes. Like I'm a massage therapist, and I also am an actress working on that.
Good.
And
good luck. Okay.
Yeah,
they want to stop
you
and bring to everybody's attention, guys, how can you give too much energy away? It's not possible because everything is energy. That's all there is. So if you feel like physically you're giving energy away too much, you're really giving it away on another plane. And you're giving it away by moving out of joy and not loving what you do. Because loving what you do creates more energy. It's interesting. People ask me that all the time. Say, oh, my God. Aren't you depleted after these shows? Aren't you depleted after doing 5 sessions a day?
Right.
You know, and there is absolutely something to be said for balance, keeping ourselves in balance. But I want to know right now why you feel like you're depleted. That's the highest words that I'm being given. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets. But give me a song, baby.
Let's see. I kept hearing This Little Light of Mine, the song.
Okay. Okay. So you know what I want you to do, Jessica? I want you to turn it up to this big, frickin' fabulous, amazing, all-consuming light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Because that's that. If you think your light is small, you will have only so much energy to give. So I want you to know, and we went over this visually very powerfully in the webinar, I Am Light. You have to understand, Jessica, that you literally are the light that creates you. And so you direct, your I Am presence directs your light continually. And then the light of you directs all energy through the light that it is to be created. So the highest words for you in what you want that they're giving me is that I am divine love, full of compassion, joy, love, and commitment to myself first, and then to everyone in the world. Well, take out everyone. To myself first and to the world, which includes others. And so it is. Are those the highest words No. All right. So we're claiming that we absolutely are committed to the full energy of the God that I am. Okay. Those are the words that want. All right. So did you hear that? I am committed to the full energy of the God that I am. And the way that is easiest for us to do that is to love ourselves and stay happy. You know, when you fall in love, you need a lot less sleep.
Yeah.
You know, because you're just joyful and you're loving yourself. So you go, okay, well, you know, this is too good of a ride. I ain't going to bed. This is too much fun. That's what life should be for us, guys. That's how we want to look at life. And let me tell you, from the point of view of an actress, beautiful person, you got to love this business. You got to love it. You can't be pissed off if you can't find an agent. You can't be pissed off, you know, if you've gone to 10 auditions and it hasn't happened. You can't get pissed off that the casting director didn't call you in, because that will deplete your energy and not create what you want in your acting. Do you understand?
I hear you, yeah.
Okay. And a little bit of that's going on too. But you take that, guys, and apply it to life, and that's the answer to creation. Just love it and love yourself and ask for everything you want and see the world as a really friendly place. It'll be there. But it's up to you to create that from your light. All right, baby?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, guys. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're at the end of another show. So here we go. I love you. Love yourselves. Open your hearts. Open your chakras. Straighten out your Hara line and let that pituitary and pineal bring in all the amazing stuff it has for you. I love you. I love you. Love yourselves more. That's what it's all about. I'll see you next Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.